It is time, KZN, for the good news. Welcome, Neil Green. Yay! Hey,
let's get into it, and we're starting off with World Cup-themed business. Let me get into my news reader voice. Hold a second.
Yes, please.
All right. With the real World Cup wrapping up next week, remember that it's the FIFA E-World Cup Grand Finals the first week of August, and the champion stands to win a whopping $250,000. That's over 3.4 million rand. Yeah! So where can you watch the finals of the FIFA E-World Cup? Well, it'll be streamed live on YouTube and Twitch and broadcast on TV in more than 100 countries around the world. In South Africa, you can catch it on SuperSports from the 2nd to the 4th of August. And here's the good news. Since FIFA is a World Cup sport now, from now on, every time your mother or significant other complains to you about the amount of time you spend playing FIFA, you can just tell them you're preparing for next year's tournament and show them what that prize money looks like.
That's literally the worst idea. Somebody who lives with a person who has not moved off the couch for the last like 3.5 weeks, that is not encouraging. I do not believe. I don't have the faith, eh? I don't.
Listen, it's perfectly valid, even if it's unlikely that I can win that money from playing PlayStation. Don't be jealous that there's no World Cup of drinking green tea and reading motivational books.
To quote the Kardashians, that is so offensive. I am so offended. Well, no. Clearly, you have me confused with Kerry Miller. Okay, I am not about that green tea life, my friend. I'm about the coffee. Okay.
Well, maybe next year you can go to the World Cup of being offended. How about that?
Move on.
All right, more serious stuff now. At least 5 suspects have been arrested when they allegedly tried to leave Zimbabwe with $4 million and 98 kgs of gold stashed in their suitcases this week, a report says. According to the state-owned Chronicle newspaper, National Police spokesperson confirmed the arrest, saying they were apprehended by police following a tip-off. They were believed to be illegally dealing in gold and were arrested in the Harare suburb of Borrowdale.
But now hang on a second. So these dudes, right? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Are just trying to stash 98 kilograms of gold, like, in their luggage.
I know, right?
In the carry-on.
Yeah.
Okay, but now, so if you've ever taken a trip, yeah, locally, you know. I mean, if it's literally, so your max is 23 kilograms of luggage, okay?
That's right.
And if you even so much as 23.1, no. That lady behind the counter there at SAA is going to make you unpack your whole bag.
She does not.
There's your
play.
Panties and your jerseys all on the floor. So, I mean, like, how? But would it cost more just in the overweight charges?
Overweight
to get
charge.
The 98 kilograms on there.
I know, but Stacey, I know that this is called Here's the Good News. And I suppose it is good news that criminals were caught, but I won't lie. I'm worried about what this means for our economy, yeah? The fact that this 98 kgs of gold didn't make it to South Africa.
You mean our, like, the South African economy?
No. Our economy. Sydenham, Wentworth, Phoenix. Imagine what a gold tooth is in a cost now. Or like a Playboy bunny nose ring. Killing us out here.
But streets are rough, guys. Streets are very, very rough.
Oh, finally, this site. I don't know if you knew about the site. I didn't know about the site until I read this. But anyway, the site, thepresidency.gov.za, was hacked by unknown people on Saturday morning. Did you know that the president has his own website?
So no.
I didn't know this until now.
I feel like we should have known that, actually.
I know.
Yes, I totally knew that. I knew that.
Anyway, so the president of South Africa's website was hacked, right? And users were trying to access the site. I don't know who these users are. But anyway, where statements from the South African presidency can be found. When you logged in there, you were greeted by a notice saying, "Hacked by black team. Sahara is Moroccan and Morocco is your lord."
Huh?
Yeah, we can confirm with the... So anyway, I'm telling you, that was what was on the site. So Kusela Diko, who is the president, Cyril Ramaphosa's spokesperson, right, spoke to News24 and said, "We can confirm interference with the presidency website. Our technicians are currently investigating the incident, and they do not have any information as to who was responsible."
But the message said... who it was hacked by. Like, that was the message.
They literally left a message saying, "We hacked it." It said, "Hacked by black team. Sahara is Moroccan and Morocco is your lord."
So that clue was not enough. That
no.
Need to call up Angela Lansbury. Like, I don't understand. If they said it, then
I know.
The problem?
Where's our investigative? Anyway, listen. The good news is that we now know that Morocco is our lord, and maybe that this is actually the first step in us becoming a colony of Morocco.
How's that good news?
Because if you're Moroccan, it means you might actually qualify for the World Cup in 4 years' time. As possible.
Shots have been fired. And that was the good news. Thank you so much, Neil Green.
I'm so sure you'll have a good one.
We'll chat next week. Cheers, babe. Sure. Weekend Breakfast with Stacey Norman. East Coast Radio.